George, coming into this game tonight off of that loss against Washington the other evening, that was kind of another lesson that when you play some of the elite teams in this league, you have to play almost a perfect game, don't you?
Yeah, we give them 12 scoring chances, 6 goals. You know, their power play, taking a 4-minute penalty, and that's the way they win games. That power play is one of the best in the league, and they do. They have they're deep with their offensive people. And when they get their opportunities to score, they score goals.
A couple of the mistakes were actually made by Justin Falk. And we haven't talked about him a lot, which is a good thing and kind of a sign of respect as a defenseman.
We're going to talk about him now, though, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to talk about him right now, unfortunately. Do you take him out tonight or do you give him a chance to work through it?
No, he's out tonight, and he'll get back in. You know, I've had Toots sitting out, and I said right on through to the players, to the people that have asked me, we probably have right now with Savio 3 guys that I know is going to be part of those 6. And the other 3 spots are open every night because no one has totally grabbed the hold of it. That includes Cody, too, as far as playing in the number 4 position right now with Jack. So until we get some guys to say, okay, this is my position, then, you know, we rotate some people in and out. So Toots has been a warrior for us, upset he hasn't played. He's going to get his opportunity tonight.
Your top pairing is something we're not going to talk negatively about. How much have you enjoyed watching Seth Jones and Ryan Murray?
Yeah, and ever since Seth has been here in the games, it is really something to talk about because those two have really meshed together. They're 2 young kids up the ice. I think they help each other's games. I see more confidence in Murr offensively. It's just really good. And I know I sound like a broken record. It's good for right now. And it's tremendous for the future.
Did you guys think that they would work together based on their styles, or was it also kind of a, listen, they're both number 1 picks, they both are going to be the future on the blue line for this franchise for a long time, let's see what they do?
Yeah, we wanted to look at it that way as far as get the 2 kids, the 2 top guys together that we feel. Sometimes you pair a defensive guy with an offensive guy. I don't think these two, I think these guys are complete players. I think they defend well, and I think they also bring offense. So we wanted to try them, and they're our top pair right now. We want to try to really get a top pair to play against top lines. And there'll be some bumps in the road, I'm sure, with them. But right now, we're really happy the way they're playing together.
What about the offense you're getting from the blue line? How much is that contributing to give you more of a chance in every game?
Yeah, you have to get offense from the blue. Little by little, we're getting it here. And you know, I like to see us just more consistent right on through our lineup. We're playing a lot of kids here, though, and you know, you maybe get Calvi back and Nick back. Hartsey will be back in tonight. Maybe you can get a little bit of a balance as far as through your lineup and on your back end.
Sergei Bobrovsky, to me, at times in that game the other night, looked like a guy that hasn't played in 5 weeks, right? So do you throw him back in tonight?
Yep, he's going right back in. He's our number 1 guy. We're going to play him and play him until he gets the rust off. Certainly plenty of rust on him the other night. Expected, though. He's been out for quite a while. So he'll go back in, and we're going to stick with him here.
Have you stressed to the team about, if you win this game, listen, you've won 2 out of 3 in this homestand, and that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. It. And again, I don't think we played poorly against Washington. Every chance we gave them, they scored. In fact, the past few games, we have cut our chances against down. We win a couple of games. Corpy makes some big saves in those 2 prior games. Bob just, you know, Bob wasn't that good, quite honestly, and he knows it, and not because he's just because of the rust. We're going to keep banging away here. We had a good, quick practice, and that was the whole theme. We're not going to stay on here long today. Let's get the blood moving and get ready to win another game and keep this homestand in the right way.
Thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure.
Head Coach John Tortorella, Milan, back to you.